KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Justice Ministry says it will fight any attempt to block the extradition of the Bushiris. A Malawian court yesterday granted South Africa's request for the extradition of self-proclaimed Prophet Shepherd Bushiri and his wife Mary. The ministry says Interpol and the police will facilitate the process of bringing the couple back to the country if they don't oppose the ruling. The Bushiris fled South Africa in 2020 after they were arrested on multiple charges, including rape, fraud and money laundering. They were out on bail at the time. The Justice Ministry's Terence Manase says they've been told that the Bushiris intend on appealing the ruling.
This case highlights the importance of international cooperation in tackling transnational crime and ensuring that justice is served. South Africa remains committed to strengthening its legal and diplomatic partnerships to bring fugitives to justice and maintain fair, credible and effective legal systems.
The religious leader and businessman leads Christian non-denominational church, the Enlightened Christian Gathering. Here in KZN, we've been asked to remain on high alert with the province under two major storm warnings. Weather forecasters have sent out a level 4 alert for severe thunderstorms over most parts of the province. An orange level 6 warning is also in place for disruptive rain from the afternoon, with heavy downpours in the southeastern region. Ezekweni's Gugu Sisilane says disaster management teams are on standby.
This weather warning includes the Ethekwini region. Predictions are indicating high likelihood of heavy rains. This warning may result in the flooding of roads and settlements, poor driving conditions, and the destruction of mud-based houses. The city advises residents to exercise extreme caution and to stay indoors if possible, and to avoid traveling. The public is reminded not to cross rivers and streams.
And Russian President Vladimir Putin says his army is about to liberate Kursk. Ukraine took control of parts of the border region in a shock counter-offensive in August. Putin, dressed in army camouflage, visited the city for the first time since Kyiv fought back and encouraged Russian troops to keep going. Moscow's forces have retaken 24 settlements in recent days. In response, Ukraine's army commander says his troops are pulling back to minimize losses. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump says that negotiators are heading to Russia for talks on a possible ceasefire with Ukraine after Kyiv agreed to a 30-day truce. On the weather front, we've got a high of 28 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg today. Richards Bay, 31. I'm Newswatch's Ntara Nadesan.
And a look at what's coming up in your sports. Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus plans to expand the national group's skill base. Dolphins captain Pranil Subrayan is impressed with their qualification for the final of the CSA One Day Cup. And Kaizer Chiefs boss Nabi is frustrated after their draw against Cape Town City.